It's time once again for the Passion to Succeed podcast, where we explore the traits, mindsets, and attitudes of passionate and successful individuals. This show is for anyone who wants to make a difference, make more money, learn from the greatest minds, and discover how to be more successful in all you do and doing it with a pure passion to succeed. Here's your host, serial entrepreneur, successful author, and the world's most passionate master coach, Craig White.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 92 of the Passion to Succeed podcast show. I'm super excited to bring this conversation with you today with an amazing lady, Natasha Pearson. She is a network marketing legend, built massive businesses, supported thousands of people to succeed. And now alongside her network marketing business, she's also running a really successful social media masterclass. This conversation is all network marketing. It's all social media. And I believe it's going to give you some tips, some strategies, and some ideas to really accelerate your success. And I really do hope you enjoy today's show. So here it is.
Hey, Monday fun day. Hope everyone's really well, having a fantastic day. I'd just like to come on live on to my profile. I've got a really good friend joining me in a moment. But I want to talk to you and share with you all things social selling. There's a lot of people that are connected to me on social media that are in the network marketing industry. They're entrepreneurs. They're building a brand. And also maybe people that are looking to learn more about social selling, network marketing. And today, this evening, right now, we are going to be sharing some absolute gems on really how to create influence, to develop a brand, to implement attraction marketing, and really have this social selling opportunity nailed. So sit tight. If you're watching live, make sure you say hi. If you're watching the replay, make sure you hashtag replay. You know the drill. So I don't know if you've noticed, but I've had a haircut today. Thought I would share that. We're off to Spain tomorrow, which I'm super excited about. And Luba decided she didn't have time to cut my hair, so she sent me packing off to go and get my haircut at a barber's. But I think they've done a pretty good job. Pretty happy. Still got the grey though, so not ideal, but you know, it is what it is. So really excited about being here with you this evening, and I'm going to bring this amazing lady online with us now. Talk to you all this evening really about how little acorns do big oak trees grow, because I believe that everyone has the ability and the possibilities. Good evening, Natasha.
Hey, how are we doing?
Very cool. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Really good. Really excited to be here. It's been ages since I've done a live.
I feel like we're synchronized. I've got a purple top on, and I'm sure that's purple on your top. Maybe it's blue.
Purple and pink.
We didn't plan this. I just want to put that out there. No, we did not plan this. you look fabulous as always, darling. Super stoked that you are joining us this evening. So how's your day been? Good?
Yeah, really good. It was the first day back after the Easter holidays.
Okay.
So it was just like, do you know, one of those days where you're like, right, okay, the first actual day I get to think for myself for a second. It went really fast.
Oh, mate, love it. Our kids are still off today. They go back tomorrow, so nothing's changed for us. I say I can't wait tomorrow. They go to school tomorrow morning, and we then jump on a plane to Spain.
I bet you're like,
winning. See ya!
Oh,
the joys. Hey, look, I'm really pleased that you've joined us this evening. I know we're probably going to talk all things like network marketing, and I know you've been in the industry now for, I don't know, is it 8 years, 10 years?
I always say 9 years, and the reason why I say 9 years is because that's when I realized it was a thing, as in like an industry that you could take seriously. So I always say 9 years, but the actual truth of it is I've been in the industry since I was 17.
Oh, wow.
But from the age of 17 to 25, or 24, 17 to 24, which is a really long time to be ignorant to how powerful the industry is, I genuinely thought that it was just something that you pick up, put down. It's not, you don't make proper money. Like, you make 50 quid here, £50 there, £100 here maybe. I didn't actually think it was something that I could take as a career option, no one told me in that all those that time that I was in it. It just wasn't, even though I followed the successful people in that company that I was in at the time, the connections just didn't connect in thinking this could actually be something I could do. I literally did it. I first got into it because I thought I was applying for a job in a store. And they went, no, we haven't got any jobs here, but we've got vacancies over here, which is what put me into the home parties world. And I did that. Found it really, really hard to begin with. I went in thinking I was going to ace it and found it really hard. So I just did my bare minimum and got out. I was like, that wasn't fun. Didn't like that. Wasn't as good as I thought I'd be. And then when I fell pregnant with Amy and I wanted to earn some extra money, I was like, I know where I can go, where I can literally just go. So I went back into it and I was doing all right. Like, I was earning a little bit here and there. But again, the thought process did not happen where I was like, oh, I could make this a career. It was just literally, I know where I can make some extra money for a bit. And it wasn't until 2014, until someone actually said, you know, if you treat this like a profession and you learn the skills the way you would in any other profession, that you would actually earn the full-time income on a regular. And that's, for some reason, that needed to be said to me for me to know that and decide that. And then that's what I did. I was like, right, okay, I'm going to learn. Because prior to that, I wasn't like, you only need to look at my Facebook memories to see that I had, you know, no one liked my posts, no one interacted with my posts. It just, I wasn't one of those people that just, you know, you look at the people that just seem to be really successful and you just assume that they set up their social medias and was instantly successful. And it's never the case. That was like, for me, like it was a hustle. It's always been a hustle. But yeah, so I've actually been in it like since I was 17.
That's insane, isn't it? And do you know what, it's really interesting because it really does highlight that, you know, this kind of mindset from little acorns to big oak trees grow up. Like most people, like yourself and even myself, you know, showing my age 22 years ago, actually, did I celebrate my 22 years? I think I might have done. But anyway, so besides the buy, like I think everybody stumbles into this business, like, because I certainly stumbled into it, clearly you did. But it's almost that, it's almost like that mindset of like, you know, you get involved and it doesn't matter how long, some people are involved in the business a year, 2 years, 7 years before, you know, somebody says something or the penny drops and they then make a conscious decision to start taking the business seriously. And you're a prime example. I mean, over the last 9 years, you have built massive businesses. You've helped and mentored thousands of people. You've lived your dream life in Spain.
Yeah.
I know you're back in the UK at the moment, but Spain's calling, right?
It really is. It's screaming for me.
So I think it's really interesting that you share that, because I think for, like, you know, for those that are watching that are maybe new to the industry or they haven't quite taken it seriously yet, to know that that's okay and that when they're ready and they make that conscious decision, they can go on and hustle and create a huge wave of success, which you've clearly done over the years.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you definitely can. And I think that's why now I do like to, knowing it, for me to have to hear it, to know I had to hear it, one of the first things I like to do when I talk to my team now is let them know, like, this can be a full-time option for you. Like, it's not going to be a case of come in, you've decided that you want to go full-time, the full-time income comes in. But if you learn the ropes, just as you would with any profession, I think that's the thing that people do truly need to understand. Like, if you wanted to become a hairdresser, you don't just go, oh, I'm going to be a hairdresser today and start going around cutting people's hair and expecting happy customers. It doesn't really work that way. You need to take the time to learn the strategy and the skill set to cut the hair, then actually go out, cut the hair, probably do it wrong for a bit, which is why they have their mannequins. And then eventually you do it enough and you get good at it. And it's exactly the same with our profession, in the sense that, you know, learning actually how to network with people and have conversations with people and create content that actually converts, all of these things you have to learn. And even when you've learned it textbook style, you then have to go and do it, and then you'll realize that maybe what you've learned, it needs tweaking still, because people need to believe what you're saying. It needs to sound and look like you. It needs to sound like it's passion coming from you. So I could have someone copy word for word something I've said that's gone really well for me, but their network and their audience isn't buying it because it doesn't sound like them. So that whole process of, you know, if we could compare it back to being a hairdresser, you learn, then you practice by cutting the hair on the mannequin. So when you first start doing content and conversations, that's your practice. And even if you've learned, you're going to be rubbish. Most of us are rubbish at it for a while first, but you start to then get some results and you start to double down on what did work, and before you know it, your confidence goes up, and then eventually you get good. And it's just like, if people understood that with our profession, that it's just like any other profession, then
I think, you know, I started out like kind of full time, really, because I was scared of like the thought of getting a normal job after traveling, literally scared the living daylights out of me. You know, to think like within seven, maybe eight weeks, like, just because I had a work ethic, not because I was that typical saying of like, I was ignorance on fire. I was just hungry. I had a work ethic, didn't have a clue. I was kind of just had that blind faith and belief. I was just doing as I was told. And, you know, full time within 8 weeks, I was earning more than I'd ever earned from a full time job, like from the age of 16 through, I was 23 at the time. So, yeah, it's amazing what's possible. And I think when you've got the right environment, you've got the right surroundings, and you've got mentors that believe in you, but also share with you that you can earn a full time income. It's almost that like seed of belief. But you know what? You and me will chat for England and and, you know, I wanted to bring you on here specifically for a few reasons, because I know you have a wealth of experience. And we've got an event coming up, which we'll talk about. And Natasha is one of our keynote speakers. It's a global generic event. So we're not talking about any particular business. But I do want to share something, because I mentioned before Natasha jumped on that we're, you know, going to talk about maybe branding you, which is fundamentally important, a little bit of attraction marketing and some social selling tips, because Natasha runs a social selling masterclass. But importantly, I just want to share something with you that's the reality. Because of the brand, because of that education, but also the implementation, because to learn and avoid doing is to never really learn at all. When Natasha actually started partnering with us back in December, I just want to share this, and this isn't a plug for our business, but it's more of a plug for Natasha and what she's going to share with you today, but also what she's going to be talking about on this global generic event. Because in 17 days, Natasha became the fastest director globally in 17 days because of what she had learned before, because of the brand that she had built, because of her passion, obviously her work ethic as well, but it's more than that. It's about, like you're going back to the hairdresser, learning the skills, having the practice, and getting out and tweaking it so that you get to become authentically you, which obviously you've nailed. Like, I love your content. Like, when you, Luba and Charlie were creating content, I can't even remember when it was. Now, was it January, February? Like, it was, like, some of that content's just absolutely brilliant, and I see it everywhere. So obviously we'll talk about the event a little bit, because I'm super excited about that. It's going to be insane.
It's going to be so good.
Oh, mate, the lineup is insane. But just to kind of share some of your kind of wisdom on social selling and kind of developing the brand, like, I'm sure there's some key kind of things like that you live by and that you share with your team that you're probably happy to share today to kind of the wider audience? Because look, collaboration over competition every day of the week, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So when we look at like brand and attraction marketing and social selling tips, where do you think people should start? What's your kind of like your A to B, so to speak?
I think with, like, first of all, with your branding, you need to start with you. I've literally just done a module, actually, in the masterclass. Well, it's halfway done. The second half is on its way. But first of all, you need to start with you. You as a character, you as a person. You are the brand. And then everything can start building around it. And as time goes on, you can then finesse it. So first of all, don't get into a state of paralysis of analysis. Like, so many people don't get off the starting block because they feel like they don't look perfect enough, or it's not, you know, they haven't got the right background, or they haven't got this, or they don't know what to say there. Genuinely, when you think about talking about a film that you've just watched, a good example I would say is Top Gun Maverick. Like, that was a really popular film last year. I love it. I've seen it, like, me and Matt went to see it, and then took my dad to see it, and we have since seen it a couple of times at home. So it's just a really good film. But like, you can already hear myself getting excited about it because I'm like, it's a really good film. I've seen it loads of times. We all do that. Another time that we do that is when we're, you know, talking about our phones. You're either Android or you're an iPhone, and whichever one you are, you will push that with passion to the masses. Like, you will argue it, you'll defend it if someone says anything against it. And you know what that is? The power of that branding, especially like if we talk about iPhone for a second, all the iPhone lovers who will just, Samsung's the same, but let's just pick one. What they've actually done in effect is create a community, and people associate their identity to that brand as one. And then if you say anything against the iPhone with someone that's part of the iPhone community, it's like you've said something against them. So my point is, like, your passion, it goes a good chunk of the way. What people tend to do is hide that. They hide that from social media. They're quite happy if they're having a conversation with their best friend, that passion seeps out and you can see it. But the minute they go on a Facebook Live, they pull right back. Like, it's because they're nervous and they're unsure and they want to be perfect and all of that. But if you can think for a second, when you do a Facebook Live or a story or a reel, I'm talking to my friend. If you can try and just put your, if you can hear a sound, it's the jacuzzi bath thing going off. The kids just had a bath, they set it off, and now it goes off to dry. So if you're hearing weird sounds in the background, that's what it is. But if you can get your character on in front of people, the amount of times I say to my team, if you can push your character and show the side that I see when we have one-to-ones, when we're at events, if you can put that on screen and get you just, you don't have to be anything other than your true self, but just put that on the screen unapologetically, that will go a long, long way. So you need the character. I always talk about the seeds, but you need that character. Then you want the confidence. You need the confidence. Now, if you haven't got the confidence, my honest advice is, and nobody likes this statement, honestly, I'm about to get killed for saying this statement, but I'm gonna say it anyway. But you need to fake it till you make it. And everyone hates that statement these days. Like, once upon a time, that statement everyone loved, and now everyone hates. But I'm here to bring it back. And what I mean by fake it till you make it is not lie. Don't fake about your results. Don't fake about your anything. But just show up as if you're an actor, as if you're an actress, playing the role of somebody who's confident. And you literally just say to yourself, step into the shoes of the character who is confident. Now, I did this way back in 2014. Yeah, it's 2014. And this is the God's honest truth, that I did not have the confidence. I was so far away. Like, on the inside, I wanted it all. I wanted the success and I wanted all the things. But put me in front of a room full of people or like a Facebook Live. Absolutely not. My my first Facebook Live, or wasn't it live? It was a video, but it was my hand, and I was demoing products on my hand, and then I just did a thumb, and that you did. I didn't even speak, so I didn't. Don't ever like look at me now and think, oh, you know, it's all right for her. She's always had the confidence, because that's not true. But I remember watching The Wolf of Wall Street, the film, and whilst I was watching it, and I'm seeing him like pep talk his team, and there was a few things that were said in that film that he basically took people in, taught that he was like an ace seller. Like, let's take away all the unethical things that he did for a minute. Like, let's take the good points. He was an absolute acer. He could sell anything to anyone. And then he worked out that if he can do it, he can teach people how to do it. And whilst I was watching that film, I was like, that's exactly it in network marketing. That's it. Like, learn how to sell, teach people how to do it. Like, it really is quite simple as that. So in order, though, for people to listen to you, you need to have confidence, and you need to have that character. You need to give people a reason to listen to you. So I decided to put on an event. Bearing in mind, the truth of it is, I hadn't even hit my first rank in this company. I was like the first rank, and I put on this room full of people. My first event, it wasn't an event, it was a table. There was five of us around it. It wasn't what I'd call an event. Then the next one was, there was 40 of us in a room, and I was shaking. It was like 10 o'clock in the morning. I planned this day out that I was going to teach them how to sell, because that's what I learned on Wolf of Wall Street. I had no, and I thought, I'm going to step into the shoes of like that character, where I'm transferring that positive energy, that certainty. I had a Di Serrano in my Coke that no one knew about at 10:30 in the morning because I was so nervous. I was literally like this. But what ended up happening is the whole room lit up and the team blew up. Like, the next event was 80 in the room. The next event was 300 in the room. The next event was a massive, it just blew up. And then I had people doing events with 300 people in the room in their own towns, and it just went wild. Had I have not made that decision from the beginning to just fake it till you make it, like step into the shoes of the person you know you really are, the person that you know you can be, if you can just park your nerves to one side and all that negative self-talk and that doubt, if you could just park that to one side and brand and be who you are and show up. And back then, I couldn't have, there wasn't Zooms, there wasn't Facebook Lives, there wasn't any of this. Like, you could, it's so much easier now to just get people on a live or a Zoom or, you know, a reel, that what, you know, it, you're literally shortcutting it now. So I would honestly say, like, push your message out consistently, consistently, consistently. And then as it goes on, like, you can fine tune it, and you can start looking at, you know, the fonts that you're using and the color, and making sure that you got the right color code so everything matches. And because the truth of it is, now, like, fast forward to 2023, the fastest way to grow an audience and get a message out there, in my opinion, is reels, TikTok's reels. Mm-hmm. And really, it's not massively important, but there is an importance to it, to be aesthetically pleasing, to catch people's eye, to, for people to really get what you're saying, like, to, and also want to come back to you, and you give them a reason to remember. Like, so for me, I have like a background of like, it's like lines, like pink, it's like two different shades of pink lines, so people will instantly think of me. If they see a similar pattern, they will think of me, or they'll know my content instantly. They won't see my name, they'll see my content and know it's me straight away. So the more you do it, the more you strengthen your brand. But right now, I would definitely say, if you are starting from scratch and you're nervous and you don't know, you know, where to begin, reels, TikToks and reels is 1,000,000% the way. But I would just say as well that building your following on social media and social selling and network marketing, it all requires the same skill set and it all requires the same strategy, in the sense that you feel like in the beginning you are just pushing and pushing and pushing, like you're showing up, you're doing all the things, you're having the conversations, you're creating the content, you're doing everything, and not an awful lot is happening. But when you keep showing up, you keep going, I promise you, it's almost like a flick of a switch. It happens that quick that when success comes to you, it will come to you really fast. Mm-hmm. It literally flips on its head so fast, where you will then go, it will be the other end of the scale. You'll be in the early days, it'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm putting in all these hours and I'm getting very little in return. And then you flip it on its head and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm doing like an hour a day and I'm getting paid more than, you know, top earners in the country. And it but growing a network on social media is the exact same way. You feel like you're creating all this content and you're being consistent and you're doing all these things and nothing's happening. But if you keep going, which most people don't, which is why, and then when you have this stop mentality and it's a forever struggle, if you could just like even commit solid to one solid strategy for 90 days straight, I promise you it will blow up. It will blow up for you. And what you don't want as well is, so many people chase the viral reel. They want their TikTok to go viral. They want their reels to go viral. Some cases it works, most cases it actually doesn't work, because you'll end up growing a massive following for something that's not relevant to what you're actually doing. So now you've got this whole and you've diluted your community. You are much better in just building strength, building organically, even if it's lower numbers to begin with. You're more likely to convert the sales to lower numbers. I've seen people who's had over 100,000 followers who can't sell anything to any of them. And then, you know, you've got some people that's got 1,000 followers and they're making a decent full-time income because those 1,000 followers, they're fans. They're like truly plugged in. So my advice is to keep consistent with your message. Be aesthetically pleasing as you can. Don't make that the first priority, because again you'll get stuck in the state of paralysis of analysis. The first thing you need to do is just get in a good groove, get a good rhythm, and then sharpen up as you go along. And then do stories as well. Like in your stories is probably the best place to actually sell. Mm-hmm. So I'd say reels is the best place to get, you know, lead generation and people to understand your brand and who you are and what your message is and what service or product that you're promoting and selling and what you're teaching or offering or entertaining, whatever it is. That's where, in my opinion, that's sort of the place of reels. And then you sell in your stories. Mm-hmm. But you can, you know, it's also a great way to show your behind the scenes, get to know you, who you are, tell stories. And then you can also do some creative stories within the stories that convert to sales.
Hey, do you know what? I love it. And I know you've got such a wealth of knowledge. And I know, obviously, I don't want to take up too much of your evenings. I know you've got your family and stuff. But I think, like, just listening to you, like, I'm super excited myself for your keynote speech at this online event. It's going to be absolutely epic. But I just love, like, the hairs on my arms are standing up thinking about it. I just love the fact, like, when you're talking about, like, this kind of mindset of, like, being authentically you, but having that courage, that kind of fake it or make it courage to go and show up and be committed. Because it's the courage that creates the confidence.
Yeah.
Because sure. Come through doing. And just listening to you, I'm just thinking, like, obviously way back when you had your first meeting, like, it was the courage to commit to that. Because when you commit to others, you won't let them down. 100%. If that was if that was a commitment just to you and you were like feeling nervous, you'd be like, friend.
Yeah, but, and the thing is, I didn't charge much. I think it was like £5 a ticket. And that was just bearing in mind, I hadn't hit my first rank yet. I was like basic rank. So I needed really to cover the costs of hiring the room. So I really threw, I look back now and think, what kind of crazy was you? But it was like, you just, like, if you want it and you know you are willing to do it and you're willing to just go for it, go, because here's the, here's probably the biggest secret of all. Most people, and this is where anyone who's watching this, this is how you will get the advantage over majority of the people on the planet. Most people won't actually do it. They won't go for it. But if you do, even if you do it messy, it take, that's where you get the advantage. That's where you get the leverage. That's where you get the upper hand, is because you just, most people won't. Everyone wants it. Everyone says they want it. But if you actually do it, because then you do it again and you get better. And everything's a lesson as well. You're like, oh, okay, could have been better there. Could have done. And even now, like when you do reels and lives and stories, you can literally watch back. I know some people hate watching their lives back, but if you do watch it back, you can go, oh, should have said that slightly different there. Like, you get better every single time. So, yeah.
And I think I've discussed this with you personally or at some point. I remember, like, Luba's like, my wife's always been like, you know, pretty good at like content and reels. Well, not always. She's evolved quicker than I did. And I remember we were doing reels and she's like, she came back in. She's like, are you still doing that reel? Like, I'm an hour later, still trying to work out a reel. Now I bang a reel out in like 3-5 minutes. Like, so I think you get that skill, and it makes me smile when you're talking about, if you do it messy, I'm like, maybe that's me. I do it messy, but it works.
Yeah, it does.
Your brand's phenomenal, but like for me, I'm a little bit more messy. But maybe I'll take that evolution towards what you've created as well. So look, this event, Saturday the 13th and Sunday the 14th of May, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. both days. It's going to be an absolute cracking event. Now, look, I'm not sure, like, loads of people will be sharing this live, maybe people that are connected. If you're sharing this live, if you're seeing this live on somebody else's page and you're interested in maybe finding out a little bit more about social selling, network marketing, how you can partner with them, reach out to them, not to me or Natasha, unless you're on Natasha's page. Of course, reach out to Natasha. But also with this event, I'll pop the link in the comments below. What are you most excited about this event, Natasha? What is, like, I know you're speaking, but what's your feelings about it?
Oh, it's like literally all of it, because I can't remember the last time that there's been, I don't think there's ever been an event quite like this, where it's online. Like, I know the speakers as well. They're pure fire. They are like, pure fire. Truly, honestly, this would cost a lot of money. Like, a lot of money. And what, like, it's, yeah, no, you've done incredibly well. You really have done, getting all these speakers together and, you know what you're doing it for. It's just like,
I think it's a little crazy, because obviously we got the donation set for those of you like catching this for the first time. Like, so the event itself, the lineup's insane. Like, you would pay thousands to get access,
100%.
And like, we've set the donation, so we're doing this for a few reasons. Like, raise the professionalism of the industry, raise the skill set, raise the mindset, raise people's attention and knowledge to be able to go and leverage social media and really crush their business. But at the same time, we're going to be raising money for Helping Little Hearts charity. And we've set donations. So when you get your ticket, you've got three options: a £10 donation, a £20 donation, and a £40 donation. And I'm thinking to myself, why have I put a 10 and a £20? People should just be donating 40 quid. But it's your choice. Yeah. Like, all I will say is, I'll be watching what you donate. No, I'm only joking. But just go... donation. And the magic of this is, I just want to get this out there, there's no list building, there's no selling, there's no ulterior motive. This is all about contribution. Because, you know what, I remember listening to a guy called Dennis Waitley years ago. He's almost like Jim Rowan-esque, and he got on stage at this event I was at, and it was like a proper sales fest event. Like, it was like lovely content, and then they were just trying to sell. It was like, it was terrible really the way it was done. And this guy got on and he said, thanks for having me. I just want to share something with you. I'm not here to sell anything, because I've learned in my life, What's the use of money and knowledge if you're unable to give it away? And for me, this is about contributing to a greater cause, A, the profession, B, helping Little Hearts Charity. So I'm just super stoked. I'm really grateful that you're going to be giving up some of your time, because I know it's like your family time at the weekend. But guys, make sure you get your tickets. And wherever you're watching this live, if you're interested in partnering with somebody, reach out to them. But if you want to just jump on to the link in the comments below, it's really easy. It's, masterclassevent.passiontosucceed.com. And we're probably going to do these every year with the reason to, you know, donate proceeds to charity. And that's how my personal development journey started, from a contribution point of view. I created an audio program purely to donate money to the Children of Barnardo's at Christmas. And we raised about $9,000 in a month just on the program. And we turned it into toys. And I remember going, and this guy, it was in somewhere in London, Ilford. And I remember the guy was, he'd been at Barnardo's for 40 years, and it was his last year. And he said, I remember him saying to me, this is the biggest single donation that we've had. And I'm like, it's just insane. And I think this is the opportunity we get to make a difference. So I'm really grateful. Natasha, thank you for giving some of your evening up this evening.
Oh, thanks. And for having me.
Darling, and I'll look forward to catching up with you soon. Before we go, anything that you want to share about what you're going to be talking about at the event?
Well, I will be talking about how to grow on social media, but really how to convert. Like, it's not just a case of how to grow on social media. It is what it actually takes to convert your following into sales, into money, so that you can actually build a full-time income. I haven't had to have a job now since 2014. Now, social media has evolved so much since 2014. So if you haven't learned how to evolve with it, then you could have been great in 2014, but you'll be royally stuck now if you try to apply those same strategies. And I do pride myself on the fact that I've managed to stay ahead of the trends. I know exactly what's going on. I work out the different platforms. I know. So it's going to be teaching you really what it takes to grow a following, which platforms you should be focusing on, and how to convert that following into sales, full-time income.
I'm going to try and squeeze it all in
the time that I've got.
Fire, you need to not miss this. This is for sure. Hey, Diane, thank you so much. Loads of love. And hey, good night to everyone. We'll speak to you soon.
Speak to you later. Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we would appreciate it if you would like. Most people share through social media. Then subscribe, rate, and provide a review over at iTunes and SoundCloud. That's all for today. Thank you for joining us. The Passion to Succeed show is brought to you by PassionToSucceed.com. Get over to the website, subscribe, and join the community of passionate people.